coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday, February 18th, 2022. I just want to open up by saying that, to watch the incredible response, militaristic response to what I would term the bouncy house rebellion in Canada is absolutely stunning. And I weep for freedom. I weep for the hardworking Canadians who have stood tall and who have stood for freedom. And I weep for my country because that is coming here. Actually, it's already here. But in the form that we saw in Canada, it's coming here. And that makes me think as well. I think about what I personally have not done to ensure a free and peaceful lifestyle for my children, my progeny. You know, my fight, it's been different than yours, and I'm sure it's different than others. Personally, I've been harassed and by a weaponized legal system to the point of near financial ruin over the last couple of years. As I attempted to prove much of what we are seeing happen today, much of what we're seeing play out today, all to the scoffs of leftists, people who have really never understood the meaning of the word freedom, and even some Christians. You know, today, it's never been clearer that we are in a war, a battle between right and wrong, but most importantly, a battle between good and evil. And as we know it, the evil will not win in the end. You know, I'm sad because myself and my generation, we've allowed everything you're seeing play out right now. We've allowed that to happen. Said that life begins at the end of your comfort zone, and most of us have enjoyed that comfort zone, daring not to stand up or speak out for fear of losing the comfort of the couch, the comfort of a remote in your hand, of a warm house. You know, the most dangerous man, the most the most dangerous man or woman in any society is the man who has nothing left to lose. And the steel resolve to risk his freedom so that his children, his grandchildren, can live free. That's what these people are doing in Canada. That's what we're going to be doing here in the United States. Before you go to bed tonight, I ask each and every one of you listening and watching this broadcast to hit your knees and ask for God's guidance. Ask Him to guide your next steps. Ask Him what your role needs to be as this war plays out. This is not going away. The fight has only just begun. Anyone who believes that the removal of people in Ottawa by these brown shirts, Trudeau's brown shirts, is going to be the end of the line for this movement is sadly and sorely mistaken. The arrests, oh yeah, they're happening. The blue, or black in this case, police, brown shirts, acting on orders, just following orders. In local communities, we know where you live. We know who you are. See, they don't want that. They want a federalized and even an international police force. Think about that. Think about how long this has been being, has been constructed by the people in power. Think about what's happening here. And don't forget everything you're seeing right now. Oh my goodness, this is for your health. This is to keep you safe. The morons on the left who believe that, or even on the right, or even in the center. You're walking through a field, a sea of delusion. It's gonna come back to you. You're gonna be the first ones on that line. Today, the 18th of February, 2022, is a sad day for Canada, but it's also a good day for patriots. It's amazing how we watch the images on the screen. We see the brown shirts armed with those scary black rifles and the face masks. And we see what happened in Australia with the directed energy weapons at citizens and LRAD weapons at citizens, where they microwave the protesters. Have you seen those images? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory for which I just ought to sue you for, because you can't prove that. That's just a conspiracy theory, along with the spying by intelligence agencies, because after all, that's not happening. You're fake news. But it is. Oh, the freezing of the banks, it's taking place right now in Canada. In fact, Canada's banks had to go offline to avoid bank runs. People are taking money out of the banks because of bank seizures, forfeitures, and freezes. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'll just say this. Fear the man who has nothing to risk or to lose. Fear him. To those monitoring this broadcast, fear him. When one decides to move out of the comfort zone, fear that man. And in the event I don't make it, I'll leave you with this. This message. If I'm behind the gate, here's what I want from you. Go ahead and play it.
Boys! Avenge me! Avenge me!
Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, is joining me right now. I appreciate his patience and I appreciate him joining me. You know, I'm feeling a little punky, and I got to tell you, I've doubled up my supplements, and normally, what would keep me down for days has kept me down for hours as opposed to days. Go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Please do that. Folks, you've got to have these supplements on hand. Healthmasters, please have these supplements on hand. And take them, of course, but have extras on hand, because you'll never know whether it's March or April or May or June or July when they say, you know what? Well, we're not going to allow you to provide nutritional supplementation, or, hey, we can't get it to you, or for whatever reason. So do it now. Do it today. Right after this broadcast, go to healthmasters.com and make sure you've got the immune support system support kit. Sorry about that. Or whatever your desire might be, whatever your needs might be, get them now. Healthmasters.com, the best supplements on the planet, bar none. And while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Oh, my goodness. It's on Global Star Radio Network, Monday through Friday. It's right there on your upper right. Go ahead and click that when you're shopping. Put a new tab in, and you can listen to their show as you shop. It's kind of like a twofer. I love a doubleheader. But healthmasters.com, it's the place to get your nutritional supplements at, all of them. And, hey, for extra credit, you can actually get some storable food, long-term storable food. Not the cheapest, but certainly the best. Go to healthmasters.com right now. Austin Brower, how are you, sir?
Oh, great to be on the show, as always. Been an interesting day today. Been running around pretty busy. Just trying to get a bunch of stuff done and follow what's going on. I just had a customer here, just left a few minutes ago. Great customer, great listener. And he's actually from Canada. He's staying down here in Florida right now. And we were going in detail and talking about what has been going on. And he said the aspect of what we're seeing essentially in Canada is pretty much a declaration of war. They've been ongoing with the vaccine passports and the mandates and the restrictions, as we know, for the last 2 years in that country. And they had already kind of lined this up as a pretext if people started resisting. What we're witnessing right now is the start of a war against the populace. There's no question about it. When you start having a tyrannical government coming in and saying, we're seizing your money, we're freezing your bank account, we're towing your vehicle, we're taking your driver's license, and we're running you to jail because you simply are protesting and maintaining your freedoms. This isn't a joke. This isn't funny that's going on. And I commend and encourage the Canadian residents and the truckers and everybody. The world is watching you right now. You know, I've kind of lived partially in a small bubble in Florida over the last year and a half, and the fact that we pretty much completely and totally would not under any circumstances comply with the BS that's occurred. And we kind of showed that as an example of what happens and how the entire narrative is a hoax. But what we've seen now, and I saw this tweet from Sarah Fisher earlier. She said, I live in downtown Ottawa. She's posted videos and photos up on Twitter as well. She goes, I've walked around every single day since the trucks arrived 3 weeks ago. I have not been terrorized. I was not held hostage. I was not harassed in any way. I've actually witnessed Canadians with the biggest smiles on their faces with no mask, being filled with hope and joy as they stand together for their rights and freedom. There's no firebombing. There's no Molotov cocktails. There's no incendiary devices or homemade improvised explosive devices being thrown against law enforcement, against federal agents. We literally watched one of the most vile, despicable, terroristic behavior over 140 cities summer of 2020. Do you remember one point in time where Donald Trump said he's going to seize the bank accounts of Black Lives Matter terrorists and Antifa terrorists? Or when the banks came in and said, okay, we're going to freeze all assets to anybody that donates to the BLM terrorist group Antifa? No, not at any point in time did this occur. What's happening is now is everybody that's awake is starting to stand tall. They're hanging their head up. They're saying, no, we're not going to play this game anymore. And I saw a post from Ian Smith over there at the Atlas Gym in New Jersey. He's been a huge patriot fighting this. And he posted today, he said, the Canadian police are committing treason against the citizens as they move in to disperse the convoy today. We are witnessing good versus evil playing out in real time. Unlawful arrest, brutality, arresting children, seizing bank assets, freezing of accounts. Understand that our U.S. government has not condemned the use of any of these things or the emergency war powers done on the citizens in Canada, because they're bringing it here next. And I think he's spot on. Canada is being shown as this is what happens when you don't comply. This is what happens when you push back. And they're making an example out of them. And I commend them again for standing up. But this is definitely not coincidental. This is happening right now. This is not coincidental that we're seeing so many people in so many states wake up and realize the narrative is a false flag. We're not coincidentally watching what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and everything else. And with the Olympics ending Sunday and with President's Day on Monday, and with numerous banks going to be closed over the weekend, this isn't an accident at all right now. I think this weekend is very, very interesting. I think it's going to be pivotal. I personally think over the next weekend and the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a lot of stuff start to occur very, very rapidly. The narrative has been unwinding. And same thing my Canadian friend said that was down here. He said the narrative is unwinding. People are starting to realize that they've been sold a bad, bad bill of goods. And they've basically been lied to by pretty much every single agency in the entire world, primarily the World Health Organization, who has been the one who has footed the majority of this, as most of the countries under the WHO have signed charters and agreements, as you know, that they have to follow essentially what the recommendations are. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is no compliance that can be followed at all with anyone in this country. Everybody that's a strong patriot right now, anybody that's awake right now, everybody needs to be doing full-blown civil disobedience. And you don't hear me talk like this very often. And I don't mean walking around getting in fights. I don't walk around being disrespectful. I mean the vaccine passports, the QR codes, the masks, the social distancing, the business, the attendance, the amount of people that can be in a business. I encourage and I expect everybody this weekend in this country, if you want your country to have any semblance of freedom left, everybody stands up and says no. I watched a disturbing video yesterday of Gavin Governor Newsom, they call him out in California. And he was asked in a press report why so many people at the Super Bowl, including himself and the show a week before that, weren't wearing masks. Majority of people don't wear masks anywhere now if they don't want to in California. Yet you still have some of the useful idiots, I guess, that they like to show photos of. The protesters we saw in Arizona last week or this week that were demanding that mask mandates be put back in place. I mean, those kind of people, you got to kind of laugh at them. And they asked the governor of California, why is it you're running around without a mask? Everybody's Super Bowls running around without a mask. People are starting to basically realize this whole thing's a hoax. Why are you still mandating that the school systems are still required to force their children to wear muzzles all day long? And he came up with the most cockeyed, sorry, half-butted excuse by saying, well, the majority of people have already been injected with, you know, their RNA vaccine, and majority of the children have not. There's a very low vaccine rate in children. And once the children get fully vaccinated, then we'll lift the mask mandate. And I wanted to reach through my computer screen and just grab him and basically have a talking to him, so to speak. I could not believe he was that arrogant. He's literally lying straight to the populace and pretending, which I'm not surprised. But what we're seeing here now is a concerted effort on every level, Canada, United States, Europe, every level, to try to force people to be slaves against their will. And so, again, I encourage people, stock up what you need, have things on deck, make sure you have a longer supply of supplements. You know, the cinnamon extract is great for blood sugar. I had a customer that, you know, basically was able to get off metformin years ago, and he keeps a couple months supply on stack with cinnamon extract.
What was the supplement?
Cinnamin extract.
Cinnamon extract, right. Okay.
And so we had a discussion, and he said, you know, the thing, Austin, is he goes, what we're starting to see now, he goes, if they start arresting all these guys up in Canada, he goes, those are all truckers that move goods and services. He goes, and they're talking about taking their driver's license. He said, what do you think's going to happen if they start arresting these guys and seizing their accounts and they can't put fuel in their truck and they can't drive? What do the morons in Canada think is going to happen to goods and services and transport when they start arresting and locking everybody up? You know, nobody just jumps up one morning and says, I'm going to go get my CDL today and start driving trucks. It takes schooling. You got to get hours in. You got to get certified. And then you got to decide what, you know, firm or what company you're going to go on with, or if you're going to go independent. So what I personally think this is being done on a secondary option is they're using this as an excuse to shut down even more aspects of the economy and bring everything to a halt. I saw the article this week, I talked on the show today, about the cargo ship that caught on fire with 4,000 exotic cars from Lamborghini, from Porsche, from Audi, from Volkswagen, not all exotic, but some high-end ones, upwards of almost $500 million in inventory, 4,000 cars. Ship had a small fire. Nobody will talk about what happened. Ship caught on fire. Everybody abandoned ship and left the boat out in the middle of the ocean, just left it.
And now the base finders is keepers, by the way.
Exactly.
When that happens. Yeah.
Correct. The salvagers are going to be able to keep everything and do whatever they want with it. I don't know how many vehicles are damaged, but I thought, and me and Ted were talking about, I said, isn't it awfully coincidental? They're driving the vehicle market up through the roof right now. They're slowing the velocity of money while they're increasing inflation, which is very difficult to do, by the way. The inflationary rate's going through the roof, but yet the velocity of money has not massively increased that much because you can't get anything because there's nothing to buy, yet everything is through the roof. And we're seeing this down the vehicle market. And I went to the Chevy dealership yesterday and I was talking to him about one. I ordered a truck 7 months ago. And it's finished. It's in Michigan right now. Don't know when it's going to be here. No trucks, no drivers, no transport to bring the truck down here. It's literally been done in Michigan for over a month now. And it's sitting there. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, well, can't I just go up there to the trailer and go get it? And they're like, no, it doesn't work like that. It's got to go to the dealer. And it's got to basically be, you know, inventory and everything. And I said, is it me? Or does it seem odd that Tesla and all these electric vehicles aren't having chip shortages and they have federal rebates on them? You can go buy a nice Tesla for like 30, 40 grand right now, brand new. There's plenty of inventory to go order. And I said, but yet we can't even get basic work trucks in stock. And it's taking 6 to 7 months. And a lot of these trucks, when the dealers get them, they're putting $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 addendum markups over sticker. And then suddenly we have this fire on a ship with all these cars coming in from Europe. They're planning on shorting the car market. They're going to price everybody out of the car market. And everybody, only option is going to be EV autonomous vehicles. That is the goal now, as you can very clearly see it.
With a kill switch, by the way.
The kill switch with cameras, with microphones.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, all right? Because, hey, a couple of questions. So if you had to think about who's in charge, who's running the White House, who's still around in that vicinity, it's certainly not Biden, right? So maybe what? Maybe who? Maybe Obama, or at least Obama, you know, would be the front or point of contact, right? Obama. Here's my question to you. Given today's market with used cars, what about that program? Remember Cash for Clunkers?
For Clunkers, yep. Right before the big housing crash and everything started to occur, they announced that they were going to do the big Cash for Clunkers. And then after the crash, they came in and started telling people they'd give you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for basically junk. The car didn't have to be running. You could tow it in. It could be scrap car, $5,000. Well, as Ted has pointed out very clearly, I'm glad you brought that up. If you noticed, even before the pandemic, it's difficult to find a car now for $4,000 or $5,000 is decent. I mean, you can find some floating around, but majority of them, when they got to that price range, usually the AC doesn't work, which is a must in Florida. Maintenance, motor, lots of problems at that point to buy a vehicle in that price range. Now, you can't even find a vehicle for $5,000. There's vehicles that are trash with the motor barely running and no AC and the windows won't even roll up, and they're still getting $5,000, $10,000 for them now. This is what they planned on doing. They're going to price everybody out of the market. Pretty soon, you know, the F-250 Platinums, we see those with the addendums going over $100,000 now at some dealerships. Insane pricing. What I personally think is going to start happening, and we're going to see this over the next year to 2 years with the inflationary rate as high as it is right now and the vehicle market being shorted, you're going to start seeing nice vehicles are going to start breaking into the $100,000 range, and they're going to start pushing to the next ceiling, which is $200,000. I don't think it's far-fetched that the inflationary rate continues at this pace. Within 2 to 3 years, you're going to be looking at vehicles that we could normally buy now for $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. They're going to be pushing $200,000 to $250,000 for basically those vehicles. Nobody's going to be able to afford that. It's going to be physically impossible for the vast majority of Americans to be able to actually afford that level of vehicle. Well, then the EV vehicles are going to come in to save the day with their federal subsidies and their federal grants and their federal rebates. Hey, we can still get you in a really nice EV car for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Your payments will be low. It's great. It's got warranty, yada, yada, yada. It tracks you. It monitors you. It's tied up to the Internet of Things as soon as it's built. A lot of people don't realize that with the Tesla cars, they connect them to the Internet of Things satellites before they even leave the manufacturing warehouse or the manufacturing facility. They're tied up. Those cars are walking GPS trackers at any and all times. This is where they're headed with it. And that's why I've encouraged people continue to support automakers that are being strong and still making good vehicles, and do not push over and do not give any clout to these electric vehicles right now, because if Canada isn't a prime example of what happens when the government comes for you, what do you think they're going to do when they got a kill switch in your electric vehicle and you're not allowed to even say anything on Facebook, or else you're going to be blocked out of your vehicle for 2 or 3 or 4 days and not be able to travel because you're a bad little servant? This is what they did in China. This is why China is full-blown tyranny. I mean, it's communist run amok. You can't go anywhere without your social credit score going down if you do something bad, if you say something bad, if you hang around somebody bad. This is where they're taking it. And I think a lot of people have failed to realize the need and absolute must that we continue to stand unbelievably strong right now. And if it comes down to it, as far as defending your family and your friends and your country, well, by all means, we're going to have to use any force necessary, because at this point in time now, we've had a very, very clear-cut picture. They're not going to stop. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to give our rights back to us, even as privileges, nothing. They're going to keep pushing their narrative, and they're going to keep trying as hard as they can to control and kill any dissent at all. And people need to understand that right now and make sure they're prepped for it, Doug.
You know, Austin, what really got my attention was earlier, I think it was Monday of this week or whenever it was, when the injunction came, you can't beep your horns anymore. You have to silence. There was a lawsuit that involved the Canada's Freedom Convoy in Ottawa being prohibited from honking their horns during the ongoing protest. All right. When I saw this, which is on the screen, folks, this is dated February 11th. So it's exactly a week old. So last week. So who is responsible for that dictate or that legal order? It's a 21-year-old female, a Chinese national working for the Canadian federal government in Ottawa by the name of Zexi Li, Zexili. Now it just seems rather odd to me that 21-year-old Chinese national working for the Canadian federal government files this lawsuit, which is something like which resulted in a 10-day injunction against horn honking and horn blowing, and it's a Chinese national. What are the odds? What are the odds? I'm just curious. Inquiring minds want to know.
Doug, it's definitely, there's no coincidence anymore. I don't believe in any aspect of coincidences. What we're seeing now is very clear cut. The Chinese Communist Party is going to be, they're poised to be essentially the next superpower to take over the United States. That's why you have these Chinese firms coming in and buying huge swaths of real estate all over the country right now. That's why you look at, say, GM and Ford and all these main motor companies that are short in the markets and not producing vehicles. They're all owned by BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. You can look up the shareholders on them. The same individuals that control those are the same ones that are pulling the strings all over the country. And so once you start to expose the truth, that's when you can actually start to make a difference, because people start realizing what's going on. I saw an article earlier here too. This is interesting. The attorney general in Texas has now filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration for the federal mask mandate on airplanes. Now, Senator Ron Paul declared this week that he's gathering signatures from lawmakers in an effort to force a repeal to federal mask mandates on planes as well. He asserted, "What we said about the vaccine mandate is we're sick and tired of the government mandating our behavior and taking our liberties away. And I'm as mad as the Canadian truckers are. This is going to end. There's no science behind these mask mandates. They're simply punishing our children. It's time to end it. It's beginning to unravel, and they need to back off immediately. So we're pushing this here in Washington." This is big, and this is a reason why, because the mask in the airports were the biggest joke we've ever seen. And yet, people still continue to comply along with them. As I said repeatedly, if you get a whole airplane and every person on the airplane, or even 80 to 90% says, "We're not wearing our mask on our plane. We paid to travel freely on our way. We're not going to wear a muzzle," and they take their mask off, they may ground the plane and they may not let it fly. Well, next plane does it, the next plane does it, the next plane does it, the next plane does it. Everybody back charges basically their credit cards for the flights, for basically failing to produce, a goods or services. And it would make a difference. The sad part about it is majority of people don't want to have any type of discomfort with anything. My buddy that was down here from Canada earlier, he said it was last time he flew, He said it was interesting because he was going through TSA and he said there's like, you know, 300-400 people, you know, going through security and they want everybody to wear a mask and everybody's like shoulder to shoulder, but yet they're wearing masks. And he said, you know, he opted out of the x-ray scanner, like I always tell people to do, held up the whole line. And he said the craziest part about it was he said he was the only person that he saw the entire time that opted out of the x-ray scanner. And everybody in line was just staring at them with these big bug eyes like, oh, why? What is he doing? Why is he going through the scanner? He says, as they turn and take their shoes and take their belt off and put their hands up like good little submissive peasants in the x-ray scanner and then walk through and continue to go on their way. And he said it was quite troubling to see the aspect of individuals who are all standing willing to be subjected to radiation treatment without any significant health requirements at all. Those TSA scanners are unbelievably dangerous. They've already shown the frequency. I don't understand how more TSA agents aren't coming down with cancer from being around those things every day, unless they're just keeping it hush hush. I don't know. But it was funny that he said that. And I said, I know. I said, I've dealt with the same thing when I used to fly. I said, I'd have a whole line of people. I'd be the only one that would walk through. They would basically opt out. Like me and my wife, we were flying somewhere. I said, nobody else opted out. And that's what we're seeing here now, is that nobody wants to be uncomfortable because everybody's too scared to essentially cause any conflict. And people have to understand, the longer we kick the can down the road and the longer people comply, the harder it's going to be to take your rights back and the harder it's going to be to resist the longer we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. It's not going to get easier. People keep thinking if they just sit back and relax and keep their head out of trouble, well, you know, it'll be over soon. I still remember hearing that stupid statement last two summers ago, summer 2020, when people said, oh, once Trump is, you know, over, once the election's over in November, all this stuff's going to go away. This totally related. I said, no, it's not. I said, this is not going to stop until people stop complying with it. You have to understand what it means to hold a conviction, and you have to find out who you really are and where you're willing to go and how far you're willing to take it. And that's so important right now, Doug.
You're exactly right. Just look at what you mentioned, though, you know, taking your shoes off. How'd that work out? Hey, just a little bit, right? Because some Muppet, tried to light this explosive in his shoe, right? So what, 20 years later, here we are still taking our shoes off. But no one could tell you why, because, well, it's for security. Well, BS. Okay. And by the way, what I say to the truckers and what I say to everyone here listening, here's what we need to do, in my view. Burn it all down. Burn it down to the ground. Okay, tar and feather the people like Trudeau, like Biden, like Jarrett, like Soros, like, insert name here. Burn it all down. Banks that are cooperating. And see, this is the thing. People look at the faces like Trudeau, but they're not looking at the people who are working in cooperation with Trudeau, the bankers. The very bankers that live in your neighborhood, maybe run the TD Bank. Right. Okay. So they're cooperating. Oh, they're going to freeze the bank accounts of freedom loving Canadians. And even this could be coming to America, but see, don't just look at the faces like Soros, Trudeau, and all the regular people. Look at the people who are carrying out the orders of the tyrants. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's why you ended up seeing that almost that bank run on multiple banks up there in Canada. This is why I told people repeatedly for years. I mean, obviously, you need a bank account to operate a lot of stuff with business and with payments and with bills. I get that. But overall, you got to have a backup. You got to have some extra cash on hand if you ever need anything. I've told people that so many times. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got, you know, $100 in my safe. And I hope everything's good. No, it's, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, I've been seeing that all over the place, multiple banks. All these outages, all these shutdowns, all these restrictions, everything. Oh, we can't get your money out right now. And it's ironic, Doug, because SunTrust and BBT, this bank that I bank with, SunTrust, well, SunTrust is no more. They had a hostile takeover. Same with BB&T. And now they're merging both of them and calling it Truist, T-R-U-I-S-T, which I found out is another just big, giant conglomerate-owned banking corporation owned by the same clowns with BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, and the list goes on. Same ones again. And it's interesting. they notified, and I talked about on our show, they're merging together and they're going to be their new Truist Bank. And they notified me a couple weeks ago that starting today, all the way until Tuesday, because it's President's Day on Monday, that the banking online system will be down because they're merging, and that basically debit cards and credit cards and transfers and all that stuff are going to be delayed, most of which won't even be able to be done. You're not going to be able to get online. I don't use a debit card, so it doesn't bother me at all. But as soon as I saw that, I went to the bank and I pulled out some cash. As soon as I saw it a couple weeks ago, I said, there's some suspect about this. All this weird stuff going on right now. Now you're seeing what's going on over in Canada with all these truckers. And all of a sudden now we got this bank merging from this hostile takeover on the same weekend with a long President's Day weekend. I said, all this stuff, I don't believe in coincidence anymore, Doug. And the more we continue to put the pieces of the puzzle together, you start getting a very clear picture of where they're taking this and why they're doing it. And that's why I encourage people, again, make sure you have whatever supplies you need, any supplements that you keep on hand, especially the stuff that's getting harder and harder for us to get. You know, the vitamin C capsules, the antioxidants, that's probably one of my favorite vitamin C formulas ever, with the quercetin and the bioflavonoids. I ordered the last big batch of those back in August 2021. That was the last big order I placed. And I was getting trickle remnants of that order over a 7-month period. I finally got the entire remaining order in last week. I would get like 100 bottles here. They sent me another little shipment here. I mean, it was a joke. That's why I kept telling them. I said, we got some more in. They trickle down. Everybody buy them out. And they'd be all gone. Because it's such an important product, and it's great because those two products alone, that Excellent C and stacking it with the zinc, they both work so good together because it really massively supercharged the immune system. Even if you're just wanting to take basic stack, I told somebody the other day that came in, they said, well, what's something, you know, simple, under $100 that I can stay pretty healthy with? I said, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules or the powder, because that's got D3, that's got all your main vitamins in it. I said, the vitamin C with antioxidants and the zinc. I said, that's well under a $100 order. I said, it's only like $60, $70 order if you use a coupon. And I said, that right there will last you a pretty good amount of time if you conserve it, if you don't try to go crazy with it and you try to cut your dose and make it a little limited if you're on a budget, that'll last you 2 months easy. And I said, that right there alone, you're looking at, say, $30, $40 a month then to keep your body unbelievably strong, feeling good with good energy and a healthy immune system. I said, that right there alone, if every person in the country started taking that stack, you would see a massive increase in the immune systems all over the country. I said, but the problem with it is, as we saw, nobody was allowed to even talk about vitamins. Nobody was allowed to talk about intravenous vitamin C. Nobody was allowed to talk about ivermectin or zinc and quercetin. Nobody could talk about anything. YouTube still currently right now will pull down any video of any doctor, any person, any establishment, any company that goes on YouTube and starts talking about how it's really important to take vitamins and it can help out with getting over viruses and with COVID. Immediately, bam, shut down, done. They control it. And that is why it's so important. Shows like you and shows like mine, we continue to stay strong. And I thank your listeners again. Thank you for supporting the Hagmann Show. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. We continue to do the best we can to help everybody out. You know, my buddy here from Canada earlier, he bought 6 tubes of toothpaste and he said, go ahead and pay these forward. I said, what do you mean? He said, give them to just random customers that have small orders and just give them a free thing of toothpaste and let them know, you know, I just wanted to buy a toothpaste and just give it to somebody and let them know that we're all in this together. I said, wow, you don't have to do that, bud. He said, yes, that's what I want to do. I said, okay. So I had him write out a little letter. I made a copy of it. And I had a toothpaste. I told Ruben, I said, just random ones, you know, I said, just continue to get it out there because keeping people off fluoride, keeping people strong and healthy is one of the most effective things we can do right now. Because if you don't feel good and you can't think good and you have no energy, my goodness, what are you planning on doing when it comes to any level of resistance, any level of standing up and supporting of one another? You can't. That's why it is crucial that everybody continues to keep your immune system strong and keep exercising. I was joking earlier about it. I just got back in the gym this week and I was doing a little bit of stuff here and there with some bands when I had my cast on, but it was very bulky, very odd to do. And I really got on the weights heavy this week again, hit inclines the other day. And my left side, I am sore to the touch, my chest, my shoulders, my arms. And I was laughing about it. And I said, this is what it feels like to be out of condition completely. And granted, I was still in decent shape, but I hadn't really hit the weights hard and done, you know, a lot of that circuit training and high intensity training. And man, I went full tilt this week and it feels good, but man, I'm paying for it every time I try to reach to grab a cup of water or something off the shelf. And it is what it is. But again, that's the point. We have to make sure our bodies and our minds are strong right now, because as we see in Canada, this isn't stopping and they're not letting loose of their newfound power without a fight, Doug.
You know, yeah, exactly right. Now, what's happening in Canada is, you know, I weep for that once fine nation. But what you said earlier about the truth, you know, the early therapeutics for the bioweapon known as SARS-CoV-2, for example, whether it be ivermectin, whether it be hydroxychloroquine or whatever it might be, or even nutritional supplements. I don't know whether you saw this, but recently released emails from I Can Decide. Okay, this was a suit by I Can Decide, ICAN Decide, that resulted in emails between federal agencies and Facebook employees back in November of 2020. I don't know whether you've seen this, but they show that Facebook was guided in their messaging surrounding the coronavirus. And they were told by the CDC who they should target, how users should be targeted, and what was being done to use social media to drive the uptake of, quote, vaccines. And when you read these emails, you can see how we've all been gamed, how this is all a big lie. And I'll tell you something, that alone should send you running to Health Masters. I'm telling you right now, for that early therapeutic treatment, if you do get sick, believe me, it works. The C's, the immune support pack. And people say, well, the vaccine cuts down your risk of hospitalization or the severity of the coronavirus. Well, you know what? So does vitamin C. So does D3K2. So does zinc. Quercetin, all the stuff you have. So go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. All right, sir, go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right when it comes down to everything we're pretty much being shown and seen right now is a complete and total fabricated lie on mainstream media. It's all fabricated. It's all theater, everything. It's all controlled. And it's interesting because we're seeing now the exposure of what's happening, and that's why they're doubling down so hard. There's an article that was from last summer to show you the blatant psychological, basically mind game that they've been playing on everybody. This is from LifeSite News. My buddy gave it to me. I forgot about it. I talked about it 7 months ago. This is July 1st, 2021. The World Economic Forum proposes psychological plan to overcome vaccine hesitancy. Scholars will use psychology to promote vaccines, noting how customers make decisions in a process of thinking, feeling, and taking action. Overcoming COVID vaccine hesitancy, procrastination, and rejection is the greatest marketing communication challenge of our lifetime, declared the World Economic Forum website recently. The biggest marketing communication challenge of our lifetime is getting people to take an experimental RNA gene therapy shot that hasn't had any long-term research or testing on it. Yeah. World Economic Forum is telling us right there, that's their overall goal. They got to get as many people as sick as possible. They have to get as many people injected with the graphene oxide. Now we're seeing more research now. Now that 5G is out and rolling, now we're seeing more and more research come out on how unbelievably detrimental this stuff is, how unbelievably toxic it is to the human body as far as the electromagnetic waves and the frequency and all the radiation that we're getting over from these wireless communication systems with 5G.
Hey Austin, before you get into that, because that really needs to be discussed, I want to show you this, because you mentioned this, the World Economic Forum and the indoctrination, psychological indoctrination. There's Klaus Schwab. And folks, you recognize that statue on the shelf to the, well, it'd be the left in your image, to the right of the you know, demon man, the bald-headed demon. Who is that? That's Vladimir Lenin. So we know where this is headed. We always have known where this is headed. Vladimir Lenin on the shelf of Klaus Schwab's office. There you go. All right. Then that's not Photoshop. That is taken directly from a video. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, absolutely. These guys are trained Marxists. They're hardcore communists. What we saw in the Bolshevik Revolution over in Russia, we're watching the exact same thing happen right now. That's why we're trying to expose it. Because back then, you know, in 1918, 1919, 1920, when all that stuff really started to occur, the communications and the ability to get truth and freedom out there as far as what was happening was very difficult. You know, you had newspapers and you had radio. That was about it. And obviously, the internet wasn't even considered anything. Nobody even knew what the internet was. TVs weren't around. And so we have this unique position right now, and it's a strange position because we have one side of it with the TV and the marketing and the communication systems are spewing fake news, but then we also have the opportunity to bring truth and bring reality what's happening and try to get people to come out of this COVID insanity that they've been induced into now. Like I said the other day, with the individuals walking around protesting, saying that the mask mandates need to be brought back on campus over there in Arizona. And I was just like, wow, did they get trained well? I mean, they're good little communists walking around picketing, telling everybody they need to walk around and wear their mask. And this is what we're starting to see. And the colleges and the schools are the root problem that's doing this to the younger generation. This is why I repeatedly keep telling people, you have to be involved in your child's school. You can't send your child to a communist indoctrination camp at 4 or 5 years old and let them stay there for the next 12 years and then expect them to come out as not good little communists. It doesn't work. You just put them in a 12-year indoctrination camp for the most important part of their life when it comes to psychological development. This is why they're training the children to wear masks. This is why they're making them wear muzzles everywhere they go. Oh, by the way, did you see Loudoun County? The judge basically issued that they are not able to mandate any mask in Loudoun County. Did you see that the other day?
I did, yes. But are they going to follow that? Because, you know, they seem to have their own environment of laws and mandates.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with it yet. I know they basically stated that if any children that got arrested or had blemishes on their record, everything has to be expunged now, according to the court order. The fact that we're even talking about that children were threatened with arrest of a trespassing charge if they came to school that they were essentially required to go to if they didn't wear a muzzle on campus – the concept still just, oh my gosh, like trying to figure it out. It's just insane. So I don't know. We're going to see this next week. The problem is if the school starts defying this still, law enforcement isn't going to follow anything the school says because now you have a court order from a judge. B, I think if I'm not mistaken, if you have a court order from a judge like this, if the school board, especially that one hardcore leftist communist chick, if they still try to mandate this and push it, I think they can have criminal charges brought on them, if I'm not mistaken, though, can they?
You know, in a system of justice, yes. In a legal system that we're in now, I don't know. You tell me.
$1 million question. I guess I answered my own question there a second ago. The very fact that the governor signed an executive order now stating that no schools can mandate masks, and the fact that they were still trying to push them just goes to show you the level of just insanity that some of these people have stooped to. But that's what their job is, right? I mean, these are communist indoctrination camps. I saw an article earlier today, and it was saying that 1 in 5 Gen Z adults now identify is LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, whatever the rest of the alphabet they want to add on there and, you know, pronouns. 1 in 5, Doug. So we're talking roughly 20%. 20, they said 21%. The Gallup poll found nearly 21% of Gen Z adults now identify as LGBTQ. They said that roughly 4% of Americans in the poll identify as bisexual. And I was looking at this now, and I was like, the Gen Z generation is the ones below me. They're the ones that like to dye their hair pink and purple and run around and scream at people and yell them, call them racist because they don't want to wear masks. That's generally the Gen Z populace. We thought the millennials were bad. Gen Z took the cake on that one. And so you look at 20% now of this. If this poll is accurate, 20%, a fifth of the Gen Z generation now identifies as one of these letters of the alphabet. And I mean, that goes to show you what happens when you indoctrinate children. Because remember, these kids are the direct product of the Obama era when he came into office in 2009 and he started absolutely pushing the gay, queer, homosexual, perverted agenda. There's many rumors that his wife is actually a cross-dressing dude, Michelle or Michael, as he's referred to her before as Michael. He slipped up before. And all the accusations of Obama being involved in gay relations while he was in college. I mean, that's so there's no question about it. I mean, there's obviously a background. I've never had anybody accuse me of being gay ever. I'm sure you haven't either, Doug. Generally, when people start making accusations and telling giant stories about you, you know, they either really want to tarnish your image or there might be some truth to it when they start going and doing interviews about the situation.
You know, we had Larry Sinclair on this program. Larry Sinclair had stated that he gave he entertained Obama in the back of a limo a couple of times in Chicago. So, you know, I mean, look, when he swore under oath, too, prior to his appearance here. So, you know what? The degeneracy that we're seeing. And when you take God and morality out of public school or out of school, not public, those are indoctrination centers, but out of school, and when somebody says they're going to fundamentally change everything, you better believe them, okay? That's their intent. And speaking of school districts, I'm kind of jumping around here. There was a school district, forgive me, I don't know where it was. It could be in Virginia, but a woman got up and was saying, look, this mask stuff is BS. And the head of, I don't know whether you saw this, the female Karen of the school district, and my apologies to all Karens, people or women are named Karen, the female head of the school board got up and left. And she said, I don't have to take this crap. And demanded this woman, who had 3 minutes to talk, demanded her expulsion from the meeting. And when the cop wouldn't expel her, she got up and left. And as she was walking by, the woman, the speaker says, we're going to take your seat. And the woman says, well, you could have my seat. I've got the whole report somewhere here, but I don't have time. But anyway, you know what? People are fighting back. And folks, speaking of fighting back, you need your health to fight back. Believe me, I could tell you. And you know what? I got to tell you, if you're a type 2 diabetic, and I know a lot of people are, get the cinnamon capsules. That helped me. My blood sugar. It regulated my blood sugar. And you know, it's funny because my doctor would prescribe me metformin. I wouldn't take it. Okay. And I'd see him. This is like a while ago. And I'd see him. And he says, you must be taking you're doing pretty well with metformin. Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, if you only knew, because I wasn't going to tell him. It's the natural remedy. So folks, please go to healthmasters.com. I'm not making any medical claims. I'm telling you my experience. Healthmasters.com, vitamin C, D3, K2, as well as zinc. Man, and the Ultima Multiple, that'll fix you. That'll get you where you need to go. That'll keep you upright and moving. That's healthmasters.com, the best on the planet, bar none. I've seen the facilities that make this. And let me tell you, BioLevel 4 lab kind of facilities, and I use that as a reference, a mental reference, but clean, just outstanding. So healthmasters.com. You know, Austin, I really hope in my heart of hearts, I hope people understand how important this is to get your supplements now. Because, man, we don't know. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen in a month from now, a week from now, or 6 months from now. So you better have some stock on the shelf in addition to what you take daily. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, from every industry standpoint, we're about to see, we have seen it. We're seeing shortages that I think are going to rival what we saw last year, this year. I think this year, everybody needs to get their 5-point harness on and buckle up real tight. This is not going to be a joke. What we're seeing in Canada with the truckers, what we're seeing with the shortages, what we're seeing with the cargo ships, what we're seeing with all this stuff, it's designed to collapse the United States from within. If you start shorting the food market and you start increasing the fuel supply and the fuel prices, and you start reducing the amount of truckers they can go, there's only one direction for this to go. Supply is through the floor. There's no supply. And the price and demand is through the ceiling. That's the only way this goes. It's very simple economics. We're seeing the same thing now with the food market. I mean, I went shopping the other day on Sunday to the store to go get groceries with Lana. And I don't usually go to the grocery store that much, but we just got out of church. So we decided to go over there. And so we went over there and I was with the kids and the kids were being wild. And I was kind of being wild too. I had a grocery cart. We were kind of acting a fool in the store. So I'm just a big kid half the time when I'm with my kids. Anyways, and so we got, you know, a little bit of food. It wasn't a lot, you know, some stuff for the week. You know, the bill's over $100. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
Babe, I think we left. We do leave food over there. She's like, oh, that's all we got. I was like, I spent like $110. Like I just spent all my money. Like, where's my money at? She's like, well, you bought groceries. So I didn't buy groceries. I said, I got a bag of edible items that we're going to finish in like a day or two. She's like, yeah. Have you looked at the prices lately? And I said, yeah, I have, but it didn't really hit me with a sticker shock until I saw this little bag and I saw my money going. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow. And this is just the warm-up session. You wait till we start seeing diesel fuel. We're already at almost $4 a gallon for diesel fuel down here in Florida.
Yep.
We'll be pushing $5 here shortly. California is like $6 for diesel fuel right now. If you go to Europe, Europe's like $10 a gallon. It's based in liters when you buy fuel over there, but it's like $10 a gallon. They've already had that happen over there. Once you start seeing fuel break the $5 price point, and I only have this for reference because I was very heavily in the industry and in the vehicle market and in the stock market in 2008, lost my butt royally. That's why I'm so paranoid about stuff now. I won't make the same mistakes again. And I remember when diesel hit $5 a gallon down here in Florida. And I remember the trucks, like hardly anybody wanted to drive anywhere. Everybody's like carpooling because, I mean, it'd be like $150 to fill up, you know, your Chevy 2500.
Yep.
Once you start seeing that price point hit with $5 a gallon, you're going to see the next tier go up with food. Because remember, virtually all food is transported via reefer trucks. Those trucks run on diesel fuel. When diesel fuel goes up, the price of the good goes up because the transport cost goes up. The same thing's happened with our shipping cost here. We've had 20, 30% price increases on our shipping from UPS and from Priority Mail and supplies that we're getting. We've eaten most of it. We haven't really raised our prices. We've been trying the best to do what we can. And, you know, a lot of our products, we've had to bump them up a couple of dollars here and there simply because the cost of the product is going up and the cost of shipping is going up. And so, again, I appreciate and thank everybody for the support of Health Masters. We're doing the best we can in this together. But I encourage everybody, please make sure you have backup stock on whether it be vitamins, whether it be cinnamon extract, the C, and also some extra cash, some extra silver. Obviously, ammo and guns. You keep, you know, you already know my stance on that. But it is very important right now because I think the shortages are going to be unprecedented this year with the way we're going. And you look at the trends of what we saw for 2 years now, I think we're still on an upward trajectory with extreme price hikes and extreme shortages all across the markets. And so don't wait until the last minute to get stuff. That's the biggest thing. Don't wait. Oh man, I'm almost out of vitamins. I might call up Health Masters next week. You got to start planning stuff in advance. I just talked to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he ordered a new Ford Bronco because they want to build it for SEMA. And the guy told me, he said, we can put the order in for you. He said, we don't know when it's going to be here though. He said, was there any ETA? He said, well, one of the guys that we work with, he ordered a really nice one, like a loaded up one, and he ordered it December. He goes, December? That was like 2 months ago. He goes, no, December 2020 was the early. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Year and it's still not here. And he said, so just be prepared. Everything now has to start being planned. And even us at Health Masters, we've had to start doing that with inventory and projections much, much further out than we ever had to. So again, I encourage everybody, stay stocked up, stay prepped, because this is going to be interesting this year, Doug.
Indeed it is. I apologize for that little utterance there. I got Tourette's or something. I don't know. Anyway, you know, you need to stock up. And really, to kind of put a cap on what you just said, there was an interview conducted this past week with Charlie Munger on Yahoo News or Apple News. I'm not sure. It was Yahoo, Apple, whatever. And he was asked questions about the inflation and such. And Charlie Munger says, you don't understand. They're going to bring the entire system, including the U.S. dollar, down. That's what's going on right now. You don't understand the magnitude of this. And the guy couldn't get that through his head. He was asking questions. And what about this? What about that? And Munger said, you know, basically, no, you don't get it. The entire system, like Rome, is coming down. The dollar is coming down. So, yes, please use your fiat dollars to get while you still can. Healthmasters.com. Yes. And, hey, even that diesel truck, because I'm keeping my 78 Ford Bronco. So Doggone it.
That thing's going to go up in value, man. All the old cars. Now you look at the classic prices right now. Everything's to the roof.
That's right. Brother, I thank you so much for being part of today's show. May God bless you, and thanks for all you do. Have a good night. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. God bless you. Be safe. Hit your knees tonight. Pray for the future, and pray for one another. Good night.